Test. We're recording.
I feel something on my leg warming up.
All right. Jesus Christ.
He doesn't even have his thing.
Dong.
I didn't even get to test my mic checks.
Okay, everyone, let's do a do-over.
Oh, we're good. No. Wait, hey, dude.
Do over.
Fuck it, we're doing it. Do over.
Do over, man.
Do over.
Do over, dude.
Okay. All right. Matt?
Yes. Are we do? Oh, are we ready? All right. Welcome to the 3AZ Paces. That's right. In case you didn't know, this is a show about where three lame ass, motherfuckers come together and bring topics to talk about. I am the Matt in Black. With me is the B-Man, Bijah himself. And of course, this show would not be the same without very verbal, very creepy VCR himself, Roger.
Copyright. VCR.
By the way,
I've licensed my image, actually, and my likeness, and now
I'm just about to bring that up.
Hey, I'm incorporated.
Is that this shit that you have in front of us to sign right now?
Yes. So I'm all going to need you to sign these non-disclosure or non-competition contracts that you will not compete with my likeness and entity now that I am Verbal Creepy Roger Incorporated.
We have a friend who took a picture of him at last party asleep. And he's been placing them in pictures. Like,
which I enjoy, but I do not like the fact that he's profiting off my
How
likeness.
How is he profiting?
He's getting laughter that is not reflective of...
So he's hid them in, like, the Kennedy assassination. He's hid them in, like, Dante's Inferno.
Where's Waldo is my favorite.
And so we actually... Dude, it's become quite popular on our little thread. Uh-huh. Because we're like, oh, dude, I found him!
Well, now that I've incorporated...
You're bringing joy to tens of people.
Now that I've incorporated and I've copyrighted my likeness, I've issued a cease and desist letter to our friend. But also, I'm in negotiations with licensing my likeness to a popular barbecue sauce. So I'm talking to the people at KC Masterpiece to make VCR Masterpiece. There's a little of me in every bottle.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, it's just cumin, paprika, and a little bit of cinnamon because I like those spices.
And man juice too, right?
No.
No?
No, it's just...
You're not going to put your baby butter all up in that sauce?
Your baby batter.
So how many cases can I put you down for, Matt?
Zero. Goose egg?
What?
Goose egg.
Bijah, how many cases can I put you down for?
I'm going to have to pass on that too, Raj. You know, as much as I love your flavor.
You don't like my baby batter back ribs?
Baby. I want my baby batter. No, I can't even say it. Baby back batter, baby back batter.
Like, it was in my head. And I'm like, can I pull this off? I've been drinking a little bit. And then I was like, baby batter back ribs. And I'm like, yes. The crowd goes wild.
Can you hear me on this?
I can.
Yeah, here, let me see.
Check. Every time, dude.
Every time. It's that damn like sticky pot. Like, I'm going to stop using the channel.
Do you like turn it down every time?
No.
I mean, it's not gravity because that's not how a pot on a fucking soundboard works. I mean, is it a ghost? Is it a haunted?
No, it's just
soundboard.
It gets scratchy and you can hear it like. Got two turntables and a microphone.
You're right. It does scratch very nice. I apologize. I take it all back.
Oh my gosh! All right, first topic of the day. As we all know, death is approaching. Valentine's
what?
Day.
Death is approaching?
Valentine's Day.
Well, how are you connecting death and Valentine's Day?
Well, you see, here's where I'm going to make
You forgot to get your wife something again. Yeah, that's
actually,
why.
I didn't forget. I just haven't decided what I'm going to get her because I'm very bad at choosing things. I don't know.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But
oh, shit.
I'm working tomorrow, so I have an extra day. Yay.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Fuck.
Well, you see, the reason I bring it up is because, in my opinion... Valentine's Day is one of those holidays. It's not even a holiday. It's one of those things where they just basically try to push you to, you know, buy things for that special somebody. And no,
and by they, you mean all of the Hispanic individuals who park on intersections and sell their roses and these bears.
It's a merchandising thing.
They're a cabal.
I mean, it's like Christmas is now. You know, you're just having holidays for the sake of selling stuff and, you know, pushing stuff. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to about this are like, no, it's nice to have a special day. And it's like, well, can't you make a special day? Does it have to
Yeah,
be?
I mean, I agree with you. I find that the whole build-up of it is just kind of ridiculous. But, you know, I mean, it's a thing. And certain people expect shit on that fucking day.
Usually have vaginas.
What the fuck? You know, I think that more than anything else, it's like it's like, you know, Administrative Professionals Day or, you know, any one of those days where you're supposed to, like, recognize, like, somebody. And so, like, Valentine's Day is, like, Significant Other Day. And so even though it is a made-up holiday and everything else, it's also sort of the day that you're supposed to, like, set aside and go, like, all right, this is how much I appreciate you. Even take into account the fact that, you know, we have an anniversary or whatever else.
We have an anniversary.
But see, the anniversary isn't to celebrate your significant other. It's to celebrate your union.
And your significant other. It's not like
it is a little bit, too. But, I mean, I'm sorry, dude. I'm really trying to do devil's advocate here, but I can't really muster up much strength. I'm going to have to tag in Raj. Raj, I'm tagging you in. Psh!
What I'm looking forward to is May 20th, which is World Metrology Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Like May 20th, so 5/20?
Yeah.
So 1 month after Weed Day?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm smelling conspiracy.
I smell conspiracy.
Well, anyway. But
hey, guys, I totally made it to 5/20. Let's hang out. And you're dude, it's Metrology Day. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm late.
I forgot to bring my metrologies. So what do you think about this bullshit holiday there?
Metrology Day is not a bullshit holiday.
Talking about Valentine's Day,
it's fucking being organized. It's being organized. They're going to have a seminar at CERN this year.
You know, dude, of all the days that there are to be dayed, I'm not surprised that people fucking organize Metrology Day because people who are in metrology
would need organization.
They'd be fucking organized as shit, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to get everyone rulers for Metrology Day.
you could just give mine to the next guy, man.
You should get them rulers and some obscure, like, unit of measurement that doesn't exist anymore.
Cubits.
Like, do they have, like Sumerian inches, you know?
Like cubits?
Or...
Well, there's cubits. That's what Sumerians used to measure stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think the Sumerians were really short?
Because they were summarized people?
Because they were small. I don't know.
Because they just got to the point?
They were the first people. Well, like right. One of the first known.
I'm sure they were. I mean, we've gained in size as a species.
No shit. Look at you.
I know,
you
man.
You are the brute squad.
I'm still fucking growing. I'm a growing motherfucking boy.
You're not still growing.
No, I'm not. I'm like growing down.
Yeah, you're shrinking.
I'm growing less hair on top of my head.
You know,
well, that means you're growing. You're growing taller than your hair. That's why it's going down to your back and the rest of you.
No, dude,
it's a cascade effect.
Dude, this guy's been hairy since the day I met him. I know.
That's true.
I know.
He brought it out of me.
Yeah.
I met Matt and then woof. And then wolf
was,
boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was it like Teen Wolf? Did you play basketball afterwards?
I did. I was surfing on top of his van. And
is that when Matt wore sunglasses?
I called
and
Styles.
Called?
Yes. And we had to go get a keg, even though we
was
weren't
it Styles
actually
or
old
Shade?
Enough to
it
drink.
It was Styles, right?
It was Styles.
Oh, Shades was from Denver, The Last Dinosaur.
You know,
I
always confuse the sequel with Jason Bateman. Was that the superior Teen Wolf?
No, the first one was the superior Teen
Wolf. The one with Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. The second one was just like, hey, Michael J. Fox is actually too popular for this movie. So we're going to go with you, Jason.
It's kind of like Zapped. Do you remember it had, what's his name? Chachi.
Yeah, Charles in Charge.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Bayo. Bayo.
Yeah. You remember Zapped? And then they made Zapped 2.
And then they made Zapped 3, and Trump got elected.
No, but what?
Scott Bayo was there.
I know there's like three never-ending stories, and when I bring that up, everybody's like, three? I'm like, yep, three.
Yeah.
Jack Black was in the last one, and it was horrible. Yeah, dude.
I know the second one had the dude from the first go-around they did at the Flash TV show. He was in the sequel. No, I'm serious.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't
he played the dad.
Dude, I remember the first series of The Flash, and I don't remember him having a dad.
No. He played the guy who played Barry Allen in The Flash show.
Uh-huh.
Played the father in the sequel.
I caught that. And then the woman who played his love interest played essentially the same character, too, because she worked for Star Labs.
Oh, really?
Or no, she didn't work for Star Labs. She worked for Mercury Labs in the new universe, but for the previous, she played the same character who worked for Star Labs. But then she worked for Mercury Labs in the new series.
Oh. Yeah. I haven't caught that much up in the new series.
The new series is actually quite... It's funny. It's not
good.
It's good, but it's not like serious. It's very cheesy, teen right. drama-y, but...
Which is why they chose not to make him the cinematic Flash.
But they wanted to, though. It would have been perfect.
No, they didn't know. What is it? DC has made it very clear that they do not want to do what Marvel is doing. Mm. Marvel is doing this. We want everything...
You mean succeed?
Yeah.
What? Make a good movie? Yeah. Oh!
No shit. So they're separating all the worlds. And as a matter of fact, if you watch stuff like Arrow doesn't have any magical people in it. It's all...
Yeah, but he crosses over with Flash. I mean,
but if you notice, anytime
the Legends of Tomorrow yesterday,
dude, the Legend of Tomorrow was a crappy show. I watched every episode. I watched every single.
Dude, I watched the first couple episodes just because I liked the Prison Break guys.
Really?
Yeah, I love the Prison Break guys, and I didn't even watch Prison Break. I just liked Dominic Purcell, and I liked the other guy. I think that he's a good Captain Cold. He's not the best Captain Cold, but
he became a breakout character, though. I mean.
Watch as Captain Cold, yeah. I mean, he's one of the. I watched the first season of Flash, and I enjoyed the.
You know who else is a callback to the old series? Mark Hamill.
Yeah,
he plays
the Toy Maker, right? Not Toy Maker.
The Quizzer.
No, he plays like the Jokester.
Yeah, the Jokester.
No, the Prankster.
The Prankster.
Jokester. I don't know.
Hamill.
Anyway, he's great.
Thank you.
He's fantastic. Good job. Good job, Matt.
But he played he played the original Prankster. Yeah, he's the Prankster. Mm-hmm. And he was the Prankster in the original Flash series, but then he plays the Prankster in the new series. But then there's like a new Prankster.
Jesus. I mean,
he
how
also
many times
played
can
the
they,
Prankster
like,
in the cartoon?
Abuse that trope. I mean, okay, we have the Prankster, we have Toy Man, we have obviously the Joker.
Riddler.
Like Riddler, which is kind of like the Joker. I mean, I see the difference, and a good one of the better writers can like draw the line.
The names were already established in like the 50s. These guys are basically
It's like they reuse it's a similar
and
trope.
Let's not forget Matthew Lascow.
Matthew Lascow?
Yeah.
Is he a comic book villain?
No, but like after, you know, I always thought.
I had that book.
Yeah, I always figured like after the Riddler made his fortune, he like switched over to dollar signs because he didn't have any more questions.
Okay, so in the 90s, this dude you know what I'm talking about? They had the
buy my book,
the informational.
I want to give you money. The government has so much money,
and he was like foaming at his mouth about this money. It was like, dude,
the government never gonna give you money for to stop your coffee shop. That's what he would do. It was like, what is he saying?
That was completely uncalled for. You're at about a 10.
The government never gonna give you money for to stop coffee shop.
Need you at about a 2.
Oh,
need you to back
dude, it are you trying to sell some micro machines? Man, you need to back that up.
Do you remember as a kid, though, you'd be like, hey, does your penis say micro machines? And someone would be like, no. And it's like, it's not the real thing. And then if they knew the joke, they'd be like, yes. And be like, it's tiny. Anyone else remember that joke?
No.
Okay, that was
just like many of the jokes that you bring to this podcast.
It's a good callback. It's a good callback.
No one understands where you get them from.
It's a pre-internet meme. Nice.
Just like, you know, Rod Stewart got his stomach pumped, and like, you know,
what?
Richard Greer had a
Richard Greer had a hamster in his ass.
Yeah. Gerbil.
Hamster in his ass.
Gerbil.
Dude, how do you come back? How do you come back from that? I don't know.
They have to extract it first.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like society as a whole is in, like...
Dude, he goes and, like, thinks about all the fucking bitches he has sex with and go cast
his
money.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, if you were banging, like, Julia Roberts, like, 20-year-old Julia Roberts...
Was he banging
her?
Cindy Crawford, right.
Yeah, but if you were banging her and then you were, like, also smooching on Julia Roberts when she was in her 20s...
Dude,
wouldn't you at some point be like, okay, I'm done. I don't have anything else to
do.
Gerbil, bring the gerbil.
I mean,
launch it in my pooper.
And he had a couple of good films, too. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. No, he's not a bad actor. Dude, I'm just saying it's like, wow, I don't want to look at you anymore.
No, but you know, what's crazy is that, I mean, talking about pre-internet memes, that was a pre-internet meme that, like, fucking wildfire. How did it happen?
Well, he shoved a hamster in his ass. It never happened.
There's no hospital record.
You see, that's what I thought. I thought it was a fucking. I never. I was like, dude,
it's an urban legend.
It's an urban legend. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the it's like jingle bells, Batman smells. Robin laid a
egg.
Exactly.
No,
my daughter
laid that on me like over Christmas. She's like, I just heard that at school. I'm like, yeah. That's been around a while.
Yeah.
I heard it when I was in school. So you're dumb.
And I told her I made it up. She didn't believe me.
See, that's why we need to make that YouTube channel.
My father made it with crazy accusations.
We need to just make
like
a YouTube.
He was the inventor of the song.
We need to make the YouTube channel of Bijer just like proof for everything Bijer tells her. And then when she doesn't believe him, we just
See, here's the problem. We need a preemptive strike here. We need to have topics that you lay like
right, exactly.
That way we're gonna be like, here,
already prepared.
We can always begin. Hey, Bijer, we just want to thank you for writing this song, and here it goes.
No, dude, she would fucking figure it out too quick because like she's so into YouTube that like she wants to be on YouTube, and she's like fucking six, and she like wants her own YouTube channel.
But isn't that all kids these days? Isn't that a thing?
It is. I mean, that's the way of the world. But, you know, I guess it kind of irks me because I try to explain to her that, like, you know, the channels that she likes, there's a lot of preparation and, you know, shit that goes into, like, doing,
production.
Especially, like, production and everything else. And she just, like, expects that, like, she's going to just turn on her iPad and record herself playing video games and just
she's
talking
like,
for an
totally
hour.
Totally lazy and doesn't know how to use,
she
like...
She doesn't know how to do it
she doesn't
give
no,
her time.
No,
she
dude.
She does not do
no,
any video editing. She has no...
I just shut her down right out the gate. I'm like, no, you'll never be good. You'll never be able to do this. Never.
And God hates you for trying. Yeah, that's not really...
Only losers try.
No kidding.
Because triers lose.
Wow. And that's right, kids. That's today's moral of the old story there.
So Valentine's,
I'm sure by the time that she gets old enough,
right,
she probably will be beyond it and not want to be on YouTube anymore. So let her have
No,
YouTube
she'll be one on wanting to be on like whatever, you know, the next iteration is, the 3D YouTube or
whatever. I'm sure
as long as it's not RedTube. I mean,
FaceTube.
Dude, I wanted to be a pirate
that's
and a fucking astronaut
fucking
when I was a kid.
Right. A pirate astronaut?
Both.
That'd be awesome.
But you kind of are a pirate, though, Matt.
Piratey.
Yeah, you're very pirate-ish.
I shoot cannons at other cars. When
and
I'm
you're kind of spacey. So
a little
I'd say
spacey.
You're kind of an
mostly because of the drugs and the alcohol.
Mission accomplished, Matt. Mission
Thank
accomplished.
You.
You've done a lot. What about you, Bijer? What did you want to be?
Yeah, what did you
kid?
Do? You haven't done shit with your life. Fuck you. You worthless piece of shit.
You're right.
I wanted to be a scientist, and I'm doing science. So mission accomplished.
But does it make you a scientist? Because
I do science. I'm close enough.
Okay, fair enough.
I wanted to be an animal rights activist.
And what are you now? Not
I
that.
Eat a lot of meat.
What did you want to be as a child?
I think
was it shorter?
Less hairy? I was like, Jesus Christ, can we just cut this shit out?
Popular?
Please. Please.
We all know that ain't happening.
I love you, Bijer.
I love you, Bijer. So what was it?
Bijer, inventor of the Bijer suit.
Bijer, the suicide.
I invented my own suicide. They named it after me. They call it the Bijer.
They call it the Bijer.
Yeah, I think I wanted to be a cartoonist, really. I wanted to make cartoons.
Did you draw?
I did.
You're kind of a cartoon character. Mission
I
accomplished.
I am a cartoon character, yeah. No, I drew quite a lot up until high school, and then, I don't know, I just kind of stopped doing it. It just, I realized
that. Like your
daughter
will when she...
You know, I mean, you know, we've all talked about the creative pursuits before, and they all sort of, like, feed into each other, and it just so happened that, like, I was really into that, and I was really into comic books, and...
I used to draw a comic book when I was in high school, and I used to do a web comic in high school.
Cool.
And,
I jerked off a lot in high school.
Me too.
Congratulations. Did you do it and do a web comic at the same time?
No, I needed both hands to do the web comics.
So. No.
But it was fairly popular at one point, and then the artists who I did it with just kind of petered out, because I was more writer, and then I do background, and I do the color, the inking, the lettering, and stuff like that. And he just kind of petered out and started smoking a lot of weed.
And that's what happens to creative people.
But then I also joined the military, and when I was in the military, right after I got a boot camp, I was in school, and I used to draw this webcomic that was about a road guard crossing person. That was the superhero, that his powers that he could stop traffic. And I actually found that last week. I had drawn a bunch of these comics about this guy that his only power was that he could stop traffic.
Isn't that like a power like that women have in
it's more of a job
commercials like
it's more
time?
Of a job that you get paid, you know, less than minimum wage. It's usually a volunteer job.
You know, the traffic guard at my daughter's school is quite friendly. He's a good guy. It was just traffic guard day the other day. He does a good job.
Oh, did he grab your ass or something?
No, he does. I'm trying to be sincere. Does it sound too much? I'm really trying hard to be sincere.
Yeah, I know. Your sincere sounds fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It is a volunteer job. Usually.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. Dude, he does a really good job then. Yeah. He's like there every day. He's like there early. He like takes his shit seriously.
I drew a comic book once because I was so into The Tick. It was about a guy who...
Oh, nice, dude.
Somehow he created a doomsday device and then put a button, you know, on his home planet.
Mm-hmm.
He was smart enough to make a doomsday device, but then he wasn't smart enough not to press the button. I don't know where I was going with that. And he was this weird. I don't know where. Dude, yeah, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's stupid. This is dumb.
There was actually at West High a cartooning class. And for the first half of the class, like the first quarter or whatever, you did comic strips. And then for the second half of the class, you did like comic books. And that really got me jazzed. I think like. That, like, carried me through high school, because I think I took that my freshman year.
I could be, like, a cartoonist if I was in high school, because I did this, like, comic strip, and it was actually passed around the high school so much that, like, I was, like, putting teachers into it, and then I was, like, making teachers interact, and, like, the teachers were aware, and they, like, were amused by it. They actually enjoyed it, and so, like, I was starting to put teachers in it and, like, you know, making them do, like, really, like, silly things and, like, making them, like, you know, tropes of themselves, you know, like
you were drawing nudie pictures of the teachers. Just admit it, Raj. Just admit it.
Well, there was this one. There was this one that was slightly homoerotic where they both had their shirts off. But, you know, I framed it.
But you kept that for yourself.
I framed it under the auspice that they were boxing.
Oh, right. Yeah, boxing. So, Greco-Roman wrestling.
And then there was those kids playing hopscotch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I actually put Sivinson into one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who was my drama teacher.
He was he was one of your teachers?
Yeah, he was
Weird.
One of my teachers.
Yes, it is. Anyway, you were saying about your high school.
For those of you at home that aren't aware.
No, don't do it.
Don't even. Don't deep cut him. He doesn't deserve it.
No, I love
Don't do it. He doesn't. Damn him.
So
damn him.
My topic
is now
that we have something in common, Matt, is vapor. Vaping, vape pens.
You've already talked about vape pens, the ones that was started in the 70s. You gave us the whole thing.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Shit.
You said they started
I'm going to need
a
topic, guys.
Oh, man.
By some Asian guy, but they didn't have smoke. That's right, I retained that shit.
Shit. Bam! You're right. It was a Hong Kong pharmacist. I did.
Hong Kong pharmacist.
I'm just kidding. That's such a racist.
He would jump in the filing cabinet and come out.
And his teeth would be too big.
No one ever put it together. The cat was
Hong Kong Phooey. How come it was voiced by Scatman Carruthers?
That was about to say.
You know, I mean... I mean, I loved it, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean,
I'm a Hong Kong fool. <It's> like,
that's because, like, a lot of the
I'm in The Shining.
He was the scariest part of The Shining.
He's like, I'm in The
like,
Shining.
When he
was also
up,
a Transformer. He was jazz, dude.
Yeah,
oh,
he was.
Shit.
That's right.
He was also, what is it, the I'm Night Guard in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I'm sad he died now.
Okay. Wow.
He's been in everything.
Wow.
You know, that's the only reason why Hong Kong Phooey got canceled. Because he died. That was it. It was like a
what?
Great. Yeah, it was like doing great. It was actually one of Hanna-Barbera's breakout cartoons. And then like he died. And they're like, oh.
When did he die?
Like in the 70s or something like that. Like late 70s.
God, man. They must have rerun murder. The shit out of fucking Hong
oh,
Kong
yeah,
Phooey
the
then. Oh,
yeah. They run the shit that out of Bugs Bunny and
Hong
Woody
Kong
Woodpecker.
So Phooey. Was there just a like a long... swath of time where they didn't make anything new because like if I find out that like a lot of the cartoons I enjoyed while I was growing up were like old as shit.
No shit, like Scooby-Doo.
Like did they make not no new cartoons at all? What do we got? Who is this? Oh, it's the Hong
Well,
Kong
I don't
Phooey.
Think I mean it was probably in the I mean I'm no. sure they had new cartoons right. but it wasn't probably until like the I mean 90s that I remember
Wait, hold
like
on. Here we
X-Men.
Go.
And, right. Well, no, but I mean, it just seems like, you know, I guess we got the Transformers and in Robotech, which I mean, Robotech was great.
Well, that was Jap anime. I'm right. talking like we're an American wise.
Okay, here we go. Yes.
And for all of you at home, you can just listen to this on YouTube so we don't have to listen to it here.
Okay, I'm loving this. Hold on.
I know you are.
He is Scatman Carruthers all over his seat.
Yeah.
74. That's when it came out. That was a good song, man.
Dude, that was a gay ass.
Do you remember
song.
In the 90s when they had like there's a string of like where they were trying to cash in on both pop culture and like pop music, and they had a bunch of the famous bands at the time do like covers of old cartoon songs.
Oh,
and there
yeah.
was a tribute album that had the Hong Kong Phooey theme song, and it was done by Sublime before What's His Face died. So
oh,
before
yeah.
his heroin era.
Yeah, the Violent Femmes did Eep Op Orp from the Jetsons. It was a Saturday Morning.
Yeah.
yeah, I remember that. Who else did
Fucking Helmet did Gigantor, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was like a whole CD. Oh, man, that was so good.
Oh, God, he's going to fucking find it.
No.
Dude.
Jesus Christ, thank you.
Helmet.
You did it.
That was an awesome band.
So, since he's lost his topic.
Yes.
To memory.
Right.
Anyway, what's your topic?
My topic is nuclear bombs.
Ooh, I'm playing Fallout. This will be good.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of like touch base with everybody here because I don't know about you guys, but
I'm
like,
pro nuclear bombs.
No, I okay. Pro nuclear bombs on his side of the table. I wasn't really doing a pro con or like a vote on it, but
then you're wrong.
But
you're
we
pro.
Can we can totally take a survey. That's cool. No, I mean, I was going more for of a I recall being a Ute and there being like some serious
the fuck is a Ute?
You know, Utes.
A Utes.
Excuse me, Your Honor. A Ute.
A Ute.
That's a great film. But I remember growing up in the 80s, and you guys grew up in the 80s-ish, right? Sort
Dude,
of 80s, 90s-ish.
I was born in the 70s, so.
I remember there being, like, this whole nuclear shadow over us. Like, I remember it being part of the culture. I mean, every movie, you know, there was, like, nuclear fear. Like, I mean, it was built into the culture. I mean, like I said, the films, I mean, Red Dawn.
Loved Red Dawn.
The
original Red
one?
Dawn?
Yeah,
awesome.
The original. What was the one movie? It was like a made-for-TV movie about like the fucking day after or some shit like that. It seems to me that pop culture was a lot more injected with this like, you know, what are we...
He's just...
Oh, this is the Sublime cover of Hong Kong Fury.
Sorry to distract. But.
No, you're not. Because you like.
Oh, it's
purpose.
Deliciously ska. Or not ska.
It's just the bed.
If you continue to play it, I mean, if you're sorry,
it's just the bed. Keep talking.
Oh, I don't.
So okay. Anyhow,
no. What was that one movie where somebody gets a call? They get a call at a fucking random phone, and it's like, oh god, the bombs are dropping. You have to leave. And then it's like, who is this? It's like, oh, you're not my father. Oh god, I gotta find it. And then they
Snagglepuss?
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah. It was a horrible.
So why does Matt turn into Snagglepuss?
Because that's what the guy sounded like on the phone. I swear to God.
It was hysterical.
Heavens, the American Shrine.
He was just like, oh, God. They're dropping the bombs. And then these guys have to fight.
The humanity.
Everybody finds out that the bombs are being dropped and there's pandemonium. And then at the end, they don't make it away. They fall asleep. They ended up crashing into the La Brea tar pits.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? I forgot.
It was another one of the made-for-TV movies. I mean, I recall there being like a slew of these made-for-TV movies that sort of capitalized on.
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That was the one about aliens.
That was the one with, they remade with Keanu.
Keanu.
No, I'm thinking of The Day After.
And that's what I was saying, The Day After. It's the one where all the fucking bombs go off and it takes place, I think, in Kansas and they see the fucking missiles launching in the fucking background.
Yeah, it's The Day After. It was in the mid-80s.
They showed it in fucking school, I think. I remember showing it in, like, maybe in school.
Old BJ's memory ain't what it used to be.
So how many times did you see Dances with Wolves in elementary school? Because I saw that shit a lot.
I love Dances with
Wolves. It's a good movie. I'm just saying. That was the go-to film because it's like, here's some shit about Native Americans. Yeah, here it is.
There was a comedy on Fox for a while about... a group of people that were
Herman's Head.
No. There was a group of people that's
called like
Oops.
Yeah.
And the guy only survived because he was in a Volvo.
Right.
Or Volvo.
He was in a Volvo.
A Volvo.
I hope to survive a nuclear accident inside a Volvo.
And the whole joke. I mean, dude, the show wasn't great, but I did love the fact that every time somebody new would come along, they'd be like, "How did you survive?" We'd be like, "I was in a Volvo," and everybody was like, "Man, I heard those cars were tanks." Like. That was always the joke.
I think I've seen that because that joke sounds
He's
familiar.
Like literally at an ATM machine. Right. He puts his card in and then the world explodes and he's like, ooh, and he takes his ATM card back and drives away. Like,
all see, right. So it's not here anymore, right? I mean, we don't. It's not a part of the culture. Like, I only think
it's
of this
now
because
but
of,
now King well, Jong Il. Yeah, yeah.
Well, fuck King Jong. He ain't gonna be able to nuke anybody, but like anybody within like visual distance of his
Haven't
country.
Have you ever seen Broken Arrow? I'm not scared of the guy who wants 10 nuclear bombs. I'm just scared of the one who wants one. You know what I'm saying?
Was that something Travolta said?
No, it was the nerdy guy.
And he's like, I am not scared.
No, it was the nerdy, the guy who worked for DC who was like, I've never been in battle, but I'm here because the world's on the line, man. And you're like, dude, we all know.
It was Andrew Dice Clay.
You're
going to
die.
Oh, Hickory Dickory Duck, I dropped an H-bomb on my cock.
Oh,
bo,
Megaton. That's a lot of deaths.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki on your ass
right now. You were like Megaton, and then you're like, "Oh God, I gotta pick up beans after home." shit, yeah. Oh my God, but dude, I'm actually thinking. I just watched this stupid ass alien video the other day that was on Facebook, so you know it's real.
Oh, like a sighting?
No, it was this thing where they like. Area 51 accidentally leaked this video. And it was, dude, say what you want. The animatronic alien looks sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the one where they have him like in a black room?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Which always kills me. It's like, so we have nothing but black rooms
right.
in this fucking
It's a black
facility.
Site.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Actually, I have a new topic. Okay, keep going. I have an actual real topic now.
He just thought of one.
Okay, but I'm glad you brought it up because one of the things this alien.
You brought it up. But go
well, I mean, you brought up nuclear war.
I did.
And this is, of course, what the alien talks about. As lame as the video is, like, what is being said is actually kind of profound. And it talks about how that this alien's like, I'm actually from the future. I'm a human being. He's not talking like us, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's not like, yo.
No, I'm a human being.
You know, from
the
Bronx.
From
the future. Okay. You know, but he talks about how time and time and space are all, like, connected, but you can't really go back and change things. You can't fix it. You know what I mean? So
just
everybody
like fixed points like Doctor Who.
Yeah. So basically you want what is it? So everybody who has gone back in time has already done it and it's done. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But he talks about how he asked, well, how did you guys fall apart? How come? And it was basically nuclear war and it had to do with Dogma. Not the movie, but the
oh, yeah. The Kevin Smith. Horrible. Yeah.
No.
I like Dogma.
No,
it had Selma Hayek.
But it had to do with the fact that you know we couldn't get along religiously. Boom,
right.
Nuclear bombs fell, and then Earth was scattered. So
right.
Whatever. But it was if you get a chance, you should really watch it. It was very. I mean, don't.
What's it called? Alien Dark Room.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, and they have the cheesy '80s camera for some reason. It's like, are you ready? All right, you know, like, and the camera's moving around and
right.
all this stuff, and it's just like, dude, really? Come on, like, and the questions they ask, you're like. Let's ask some other questions. Like, so, where are you from?
Who won the World Series
yeah,
in 2000?
Yeah.
What do you like to do for fun in the future?
What do you hear? You know
what's
what
your
I mean?
Favorite music in the future? Who's your favorite celebrity?
And not that I'm trying to crush anybody's thing, but he did talk about how, because he talks about one of the things that brought up is like, so you were here since the beginning of time. You can go back to the beginning of time. And it's like, yes, you can go back to the beginning of time, but it doesn't change anything.
Right.
You know, everything, and then that there's multiple universes that exist on their own,
right.
and that when you die, basically you experience everything that everybody else has ever experienced. Like,
oh,
you become
geez,
part of
gross.
A consciousness. Weird, dude. Yeah, like rape. You're going to experience rape.
Oh, no.
At some point when you die, if you believe in the alien thing that I saw.
I experience all the shit that I did to my ex-girlfriends. Oh, no.
Woo-wee. Verbal creepy Roger.
Even the ones he buried?
Oh. No. No.
Yeah, I kind of got lost there.
So, I mean, besides aliens who talk, I was listening recently to music that I listened to in my, once again, in my youth.
I also occasionally listen to music.
We got some touchstones here. But anyway, I was listening to, like, you know, shit I used to listen to when I was that age. And, you know, it was a lot of, like, metal. and, you know, angry. Like angry punk stuff. Yeah. But a lot of it was talking about, like, it was this anxiety. It was this, like, anxiety for Armageddon, you know, nuclear Armageddon anxiety, you know? I mean, and let me think about, like, the media. I mean, besides, like, all the metal bands, like, you know, fucking Megadeth, their band name was a fucking type of, you know, a measurement of how many people you kill in a fucking nuclear attack. You know,
real
I mean?
Quick, though, just a correction. It wasn't oops. It was called whoops.
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 Whoops with an exclamation mark. Just throw that in there. But continue on, Beezer. I'm sorry.
You know, that would actually be very difficult to parse on a media application because of that exclamation point.
Yeah.
Assholes. Just an observation. No, so anyway, like Class of Nukem High.
Class
that was
Nukem
a thing.
High. Oh, yeah.
What was a Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
But it was more like
Troma movies.
Like yeah, Troma I movies, guess, yeah.
Romeo
yeah,
and Juliet.
You know, but just like anything else, I think, it, you know, it came, it was saturated. Just like zombies has,
right,
like, completely saturated the shit.
Right,
out
that's
it.
True, that's true,
and
yeah.
And it's slowly receding, yeah. You know, it's, I mean, right now.
Now everything's terrorists.
Dead. Yeah.
Well, and zombies. Terrorist
sure
zombies.
Nuclear, I mean, dude, with, like, you know, I'm playing Fallout. I know you've played Fallout.
Like, brains and Jordan.
And I, like, absolutely appreciate that kind of atmosphere. That,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, it's a great.
The visuals and all that stuff where things are torn down, but you got to collect stuff. And oh God,
Mad Max, fucking
oh, love Mad
awesome
Max.
Movie.
Slightly agitated Max.
Is it?
I'm so agitated.
I'm crazy, Max.
They insulted my wife and my son. Almost ran them over.
They cut me off on the freeway. I'm upset. I'm mildly agitated.
These motorcycle gangs, they terrorize everyone by driving right next to you when you're in a traffic jam, how they can drive fast and you just got to wait there. I'm mildly agitated, Max.
Is this your Australian?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Where do you go?
A dingo ate my baby.
Dingoes ate
good
my
time,
baby.
Mate. That's no, no, okay, that's horrible. I don't know what's going on with that.
So you sound like somebody who is making fun of somebody Australian.
I'm Australian, dingo.
So here's
I say sensual.
Here's a character idea. So like a spy who like whenever he tries to do his like accents or his impersonations, they sound
just
like
sounds
he's,
German.
Well, no, well that's trademark Beezer.
Oh no.
No, but like he just sounds like he's being sarcastic to them.
Hoisted on my own guitar.
No, this is how I talk. God damn it.
Oh, mate, this is how we talk down here, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you ever? They had a Saturday Night Live thing called the Mimic, where this what's his name? God damn it! One of the Baldwins was Alec Baldwin,
mm-hmm.
Where he's like
the good one.
Yeah, the good one. He
good
was like,
Baldwin.
I can impersonate anybody I've heard. And, you know, so I'll make this call for you and they will never know it wasn't your husband or whatever. And he's like, hello, this is Mrs. Rodstein. Let me put my husband on. And then it was just like, I'm the husband. It was just like.
Okay, so I got a real topic now.
Oh, God.
What?
We didn't.
Sorry.
Were we done with your topic? I mean, did you talk about the nuclear fallout?
So you yay bombs on you.
I told you I'm pro-nuclear war.
Pro-nuclear war? No, no, no.
That's
you started out saying
thing.
You're pro-nuclear, and I didn't know you're pro... What the hell does that mean, pro-nuclear
just
war?
Like, I like how
just,
he said it, too. Like, no, pro-nuclear war. Like, I'm
yeah,
just going to let
totally,
that slide.
Totally cool with it.
So, like, limited or global thermal? I mean, what are we talking
about
global
here? Thermal.
You
like,
want, like, the fucking everything to be cinders. You want fucking nuclear
just
winter.
See the world burn.
Spreading disease.
No,
boom.
You don't. Where would you put your shit after it burns?
That's true.
I wouldn't have to. I'd be dead. I'm not going to survive a nuclear holocaust.
Why don't you just kill yourself then?
No.
Yeah, why don't you ruin the game for everybody else?
Yeah, because you don't want to play, nobody else can play? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
going to
take the ball and throw it over the roof.
It's like on Clerks where the guy throws the hockey puck like off the roof. Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
That guy was an asshole.
All right, well,
you're an asshole.
Was he the asshole, the hero of the film?
He was the asshole. He was an asshole.
Okay.
So,
hey, who drank all the Gatorade? Okay, so there's this topic that I've been trying to like figure out, and it's shadow people. So like, it's a phenomenon. It's a paranormal phenomenon.
Oh, is this like a Thin Man kind of?
Yeah, a little bit Thin Man, but people like say they see these like dark figures, and there's pictures.
Creepy.
There's pictures of shadows that look like people that
mm-hmm.
cannot be explained.
Like shadows just, in the wrong place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so one of the things about shadow people is that there are different types of shadow people. One type is called Hatman, And a hat man is basically a guy wearing a hat. And one of the distinct, like, of this phenomena of the hat man is that he has glowing eyes. My brother saw one.
Like the Babadook?
No, more like Mothman prophecies. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roger.
No, but my brother saw one when we were a kid. Didn't know about this phenomenon, though, as children. There was no internet. But he saw one, and he's like, did you just see that guy with the hat? And so we had this huge argument, and he still claims to this very day that he saw this guy with the hat, glowing eyes. And then he said that he opened his coat, and he saw that the guy had, like, a bunch of, like, lights on the inside of him, which is another, like, offshoot. Like, not a lot of people see that, but it's something other people have seen in addition to the glowing red eyes. So my brother saw this, you know, he saw the shadow figure when we were kids, and, like, we had this long discussion about it, didn't know what it was, and now it's, like, a thing, like, on the internet, like Black Eyed Kids.
Oh, you know, for some reason I thought you were going to say, and then I molested him. I don't know why.
I didn't molest my little brother. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Sure.
Who are you saying thank you to again?
The Shadow Man.
Thank you to your little brother.
VCR barbecue sauce. It's a masterpiece. There's a little bit of VCR in every bottle. VCR.
It's funny you say that, and I swear to God, dude, I'm telling the story with I don't want to tell it, is what I'm saying. What is
Please
it?
Don't.
I remember driving through this neighborhood, and I swear to God, I saw a figure running, like, on the sidewalk. And I didn't even think anything of it. It was at night, of course. And then this figure, like, ran out into the street in front of me when I was driving. And I was, like, I had my window open. I was going to be like, hey! And then it wasn't there. So I really thought, I was like, okay, you didn't see shit.
So
we're not talking about this shit with anybody.
You've experienced the phenomenon then.
Dude, I swear to God, I thought he was wearing a black outfit and jogging, because he was like just doing this and then literally veered off of the sidewalk into the street. And it wasn't like I saw him disappear or he just wasn't there anymore. It just, I don't know. It just wasn't.
You went to look, and when you actually looked,
it
wasn't there.
Yeah, because it was in my peripherals. Right. And then when it was coming to my Ford, I could have, but as soon as I did the sticking of the head out the window, it just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, because I didn't see it dematerialize. I didn't actually see it disappear. But I could still, I don't know, I could still see the shape. It's fucking so bizarre, but never really got, I was like, I'm not going to be, you know, you get high all the time, man. You could be anything.
Now,
you're brain stupid, you know?
My brother saw it. We didn't do any drugs. He saw it when he was a kid. So Matt saw one who was doing drugs. That was one of the things that people said that have seen it, is that they experience it when they do drugs. They have an altered experience of reality. And they think that it's some of the people who have, like, studied this phenomenon think that it's
they're like piercing
shadows of the fourth dimension, etc.
Yikes.
So it's like this weird thing, like if you do drugs or you have, like, an open mind like a child, you can experience this phenomenon. So it's an actually really interesting topic, because, like, everyone's experienced that. And what I think it really accumulates to, scientifically speaking, is that it's like images you can, like, process in your peripheral vision. And that you can, like, experience, but are not fully, like, in this conscious mind. You don't fully experience them in the conscious mind, because, like, you always see it in your peripheral. Like, you always see it in the corner of your eye. And it's just something that exists.
It's like the silence.
Maybe. But, I mean, like, what I'm saying is that
it's a Doctor Who reference, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have taste, and so I don't know that reference. I'm sorry.
Point being, though, is that my brother saw one, and I've been enamored with this concept since I was a kid. And now, like, the internet is a thing, and people tell stories of, like, shadow people.
Mm.
And there was a Are You Afraid of the Dark episode about shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's a phenomenon.
What was their
that makes
what
it
was
real.
Their turn on it?
It was just a fourth dimensional beings that you could see and experience.
Well, dude, I also, you know, scientifically, energy and stuff like that keeps on traveling.
Well,
you
maybe
know, echoes, you know.
Maybe it's something
so,
you
like
can
the Grateful
see.
Dead.
Yeah. No, what I'm just trying to say is that, I mean, there could be a whole lot that goes on that we don't know. And, it could be a fourth dimension, but even more so, it could just be, I don't know, time. You know, I've also heard time displacement, like when you hear creaks and stuff in the house, it's not, anybody there, but there might have been somebody there years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just,
I think, like, for me, all of these sort of supernatural things, what I always harken back to is the fact that you got to remember that we're all essentially brains in jars that are wired up to these sensors that may or may not be fully functional.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And, you know, or may or may not be 100% trusty all the time. And besides the fact that, like, you got to also realize that when you see something, it's not like what we think it is to, like, look at a TV screen and you're seeing on the TV screen exactly what you're seeing. When you're seeing things, your brain is making sense of that.
Yeah,
you know?
So, it's
so
they're shaping it a certain
there
way.
There is an interpretive level there that happens on that you are non-conscious of. So your brain is interpreting and filing everything away. I mean, you don't know it now because you've been doing it since you were an infant. But when you're born into this world, you don't know how to handle the shapes, the colors, the lights, the sounds, everything. And it takes a good amount of time for your shit to, like, be able to process all that. And then some people, I mean, that's what autism is. You know, I mean, that's inability to process all the noise, you know, properly.
Yeah.
You become overstimulated. And the thing is that we need to remember, you know, before we put 100% trust on, you know,
what you saw
on what you saw on yeah, on, you know, firsthand, you know, stories that people, you know, experience, to remember that like, even in our best times, you're still telling yourself a story of what just happened.
And you're interpreting it with the limited, like, I mean, it's almost like that we talked about, the perceptual blindness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the Native Americans did not see boats.
Right.
I've even heard of theories where blue is actually a man-made concept, where if you were to ask somebody way back, you know, way back in time, hey, what color is the sky? They would say it's clear.
The color of the sky. Yeah, it's clear.
It's
yeah.
clear. Like, it's, well, you can see through it. You know what I mean? Right. And then slowly but surely, as we...
A historical reference to that is actually the color orange.
Right.
It doesn't exist, you know, 200 years ago. It's more of, like, relatively recently, where we delineated between red and yellow, that there's a color in between the two that's orange. Before that, it was just red. Orange was just a shade of red.
Oh, well.
Think about, like, the word schadenfreude, right?
So yeah,
let's
think about it, talk about it, maybe define
it's just so he can do his German accent.
No. It's the German term for, because we don't have a term for it in English. It's the taking pleasure from somebody else's pain.
Right.
Oh, so, dude, somebody else told me that too.
Yeah, well, it's an Avenue Q song too, but like anyhow.
Tutti Frutti's.
Yeah. So anyhow, what?
Tutti Frutti?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah. But anyhow, so for me, like, I had always, like, understood that, like, you know, one could take pleasure from somebody else's pain, but the fact that, like, somebody put a word to it, that there's actually a concept of it.
Well, it's
like
the Germans.
It changes the way you sort of perceive it. And so it becomes, like, much more of a thing when you can name it and, like, categorize it. It's like, I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about, I can't think of the name of it now, but it's that sensation you get when you're at, like, a high place, or you're standing at the close of, like, side of a canal, and you've got that feeling like you want to jump in. You know, it's that little sort of intention in you where you're like, ugh, and you kind of, like, feel that moment. And I forget what they call it, but, like, it's this phenomenon where a lot of people experience this, and it is sort of like a form of suicidal ideation or thinking about suicide, but they've, like, you know, it's a lot more complex than that. And the fact that people actually study this, like, it just blows my mind, because, like, obviously, you know, people have experienced this, you know, throughout, you know, human history, but it's only since people talk about it or name it, you know, much like the color orange or schadenfreude, that, like, when we are able to categorize and name it, it becomes a thing of its own that we can,
reference.
We can
to.
Measure, you know, yeah. We could harken back to. And I think that's the same thing with, like, any kind of concept, like shadow people or whatever, like, until we can identify what it is that's occurring, be it, you know, actual, you know, some sort of organisms that are, you know, wear hats and have glowy eyes, or, you know, it's some kind of, you know, perceptual thingy that occurs, you know, under such and such circumstances, and we can measure it and say, oh, this happens here and here, and people have experienced it here and here and here.
Do you think shadow people watch you masturbate?
I hope so.
I hope not.
Because I must have a
I put
network.
A lot of work into it.
yeah, I must have a network devoted to, like, just...
You know what? Now that you've mentioned it, I keep, like, doing that. I apologize.
We're, like, the entertainment for shadow people. Like,
yeah,
we're,
like this
fucking Hulu.
Guy. Hey, this guy's going to the bathroom again.
We're, like, Hulu or Netflix for them. They're, like, oh, let's watch Matt masturbate again. Oh, my God, he's doing it again. Oh, that's so
he's
awesome.
He's making that face again. Oh, is he crying? He's crying. He's starting to cry.
Is he pinching his nipples this time?
Oh, I got to take notes on this shit. All right. And then he cries. That's weird. It's a weird place
Where'd
to cry.
Where'd that guitar come from?
Did he say mommy? No, he said mommy
wow,
and
this
daddy.
Is That's really elaborate.
This is
really elaborate.
This is a really
elaborate.
Good episode. I'm going to download this to my phone. I'm going to watch this again.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wow, shadow people have their own like phone networks?
Shadow people are fucked up, man. That's what I'm fucking telling you. We got to end the shadow world right now. You started it. You're hearing it here first. Three easy pieces, motherfuckers. We're starting a movement.
Fuck the shadow people.
Fuck. The shadow people.
Fuck shadow people.
Yeah, we're going to go with fuck the darkies, but that's
Jesus Christ.
That is
racist much.
That is not where we want to go because apparently it means something else. So
you know, that's where you want to go if you want to be like the Secretary of the Interior or if you want to be like the Secretary. I don't know. What other cabinet positions are open still?
So maybe we should. Shadow. Maybe we should call it the ghost shadow people. So because I don't want to get confused with.
Like shadow.
I mean, it sounds racist now that I'm saying shadow.
Let's build a shadow wall. It'll be the best shadow. We'll make the shadow people pay for it.
We're going to totally get rid of the shadow people. They're stealing our jobs.
They could be. Watch out, America.
They're doing it at night when you're not looking.
So with that thought, guys, this is three easy pieces. Last word.
Last word.
You fucking son of a bitch.
It's the best last word.
Fuck you.
Last word ever.
Last word. Bitch. Last word. Cocksuckers.
Last word.